Welcome back to Tonia's Kitchen. Find us at toniaskitchen.com. It's time to talk wine. My guest today is Peter Mondavi Jr. from the Charles Krug Winery.
Thanks so much for joining me, Peter.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for the invite.
Of course, the Mondavi name is such a big name in the wine industry. Let's get started talking about how you've been involved in the wine business, probably from growing up, I would think.
Born and raised around the wine business here in Napa Valley, my first formal paycheck at the winery was for odd summer jobs when I was 8 years old, and really been working here ever since. You know, went off to school and graduate school, and came back here immediately after that, and have continued working here. So, full time.
Peter, let me find out about your involvement now in the Charles Krug Winery. Is that something that you took over recently?
Actually, this is really where the family got its start within the wine industry. I mean, my grandparents were shipping fresh wine grapes for home winemaking during Prohibition. And, we still continue to ship those. We licensed that out for home winemakers around the country. But my grandparents bought the Charles Krug Winery in 1943.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's how the family name gets associated with Charles Krug. And then my dad, Peter Mondavi, because I'm junior, and my uncle, Robert Mondavi, ran the winery, promoted the winery. Dad was making all the wines in the 40s and 50s. And then in 1966, my uncle, Robert Mondavi, split off from us. He went south about 7 miles, started his operation, of course, Robert Mondavi Winery. And then shortly after that, we bought out his ownership that he had in Charles Krug Winery. So Charles Krug today remains 100% family-owned by the Peter Mondavi half of the family. And it's my brother Mark, myself. Dad is still here and active, gets here almost daily. And we do have fourth generation coming into the winery. So it's quite the legacy here. Very few wineries have that family longevity here in Napa Valley.
And I understand that is Napa's oldest winery, right?
Yeah, Charles Krug founded the winery in 1861. He was a Prussian immigrant. And it was the very first commercial winery to be founded here in Napa Valley, so very influential and instrumental in developing the Napa Valley wine industry.
So you have generations of family that are still in the business, and I understand that you are doing something specifically with different sustainable farming methods. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're very conscientious about our farming techniques, because we have a number of acres that we own and farm here in Napa Valley for our Charles Krug wines. In fact, we supply 100% of all of our Bordeaux red varietals, whether it's Cabernet, Merlot, Cab Franc, Petit Verdot, Malbec, from our own vineyards, and very, very sensitive about our impact in the environment here. So we will use a number of organic certified applications. We do like birds of prey. We put their bird boxes up so they can do mole and rodent control. We put bat boxes up for bug control. We also have like songbird, boxes, houses scattered throughout the vineyard. So the idea is to use natural techniques to combat as best as possible. Some of the whether it's rodents or bugs or things like that. And really to produce a healthier local environment here.
Well, I think it's great because a lot of that probably wasn't going on many years ago, and things have come a long way and have changed quite a bit, I would think.
Oh, yes, over the years. Because of this farming and farming practices, we tend to the riparian areas, so we'll put we'll pull out non-native vegetation and replant native vegetation, go back to what kind of the original natural environment was in the area. We'll do a lot of cover crop in the vineyards, which means we'll plant various mixtures of wild grass, seeds, and legumes, things like that, that help to lock the soil in place. And we instead of, years ago, used to plow everything into a fine dust.
Right.
And now we absolutely minimize that, if not eliminate it. Some places where we have ground cover locks in the soil, so you don't have the silt mud runoff into the riverbed in the wintertime. So that's been another form of the sustainable farm that's helped the local environment.
Well, I think it's great that you're just so conscientious at all. I think it makes a really big difference in buying wine from a winery such as yours.
But we've been a family business, and now moving into the fourth generation, and we maybe to a fault, we have a very, very long-term view on things, and so we're looking towards the next generation.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit about the different wines that you do make. Have you found certain varietals this year better than years past?
This year, kind of quintessential growing year for us. We've had 2 years that have been very challenging with 2010, 2011, late ripening grapes, early rains, very low yields, very challenging. This year, beautiful weather throughout, nice moderate growing season throughout the whole time. The rains held off till the end. So the quantities we were expecting a good, normal, proper crop this year. And we actually came in about 20% more than that.
Oh, that's great.
So much more than we were expecting. Quality is exceptional. The colors that we're seeing in the fermentation tanks and as we barrel them down are phenomenal. Very, very dark. So this year, it's looking fantastic, but it's our primary, we go primarily as I refer to it as Bordeaux Reds, which is predominantly Cabernet. Then we have Merlot and a few blenders, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and Petit Verdot. And so that represents over 70% of the grapes that we grow are those particular varieties. That's really the focus. It's been the historical focus of our winery. But we're looking towards an exceptional year this year.
It's amazing, isn't it, how the environment plays such a big part in your product?
Oh yeah, we're agriculturally based.
Yeah.
And it's really up to Mother Nature to deliver the grapes. Best we can kind of screw it up when the grapes come in. But if you have mediocre grapes, you're very challenged to make a ultra premium wine out of them. You do have to start with exceptional fruit.
So, Peter, are you doing a lot of the tasting? How do you deal with tasting all the different varieties?
Well, for tasting, it's very important because whether it's deciding when to pick the grapes or producing the blends or categorizing a lot, as to what quality it'll be, you can do a certain amount of analysis, but at the end of the day, it all just comes down to tasting. So I work very closely with our winemaker, Stacy Clark. Tasting is best done in the morning. Palate is much sharper.
Peter, what is the website for your winery?
It's charleskrug.com, so no spaces or anything.
And Krug is K-R-U-G.
Yes.
We're talking with Peter Mondavi, Jr. from the Charles Krug Winery.
Enjoy the holidays and enjoy them in moderation and amongst family and friends.
Well, Peter, I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to chat with me about wine.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Coming up next on Tonia's Kitchen, if you're entertaining this holiday season, Rick Bayless from the Frontera Grill in Chicago joins me to talk about his new book, Margaritas, Guacamoles, and Snacks. That's next on Tonia's Kitchen on 1350 KSRO.